the special session because it's about development, right, Carlos?
I'm afraid of her.
He's afraid of me. Okay. Well, he made the mistake of giving me the microphone. So same thing, 10-minute talks. At 9 minutes, you get a green flag. And at 1 minute later, you get the red flag, and you're done. So the first talk will be presented by Yanghua Zhang, and we're going to hear about the comparative proteomic analysis of the left and right sides of chick embryos.
Okay, so good afternoon, everyone. So first, I really appreciate the organizer of CSR giving me this huge opportunity to present my recent work. So in vertebrates, the internal organs are asymmetrically positioned, and the pattern of organ positioning is evolutionarily conserved. And this asymmetrical positioning allows efficient packaging of internal organs within a limited body cavity and is critical for physiological functions. Laterality defects are generally classified as mirror image arrangement of a normal internal organ asymmetric position and partial and complete loss of asymmetry. Except complete settlers inversors, the other laterality defects are attributed to severe physiological disorders. In humans, left-right asymmetry has crucial implications for health and development. So, therefore, the left-right asymmetry is currently considered as a fascinating and medically phenomenon in embryonic morphogenesis. So, this figure shows the stage 6 chicken embryo. The blue circle represents the node, and the pink ovals represent the lateral mesoderm plates. Asymmetric gene expression at the node is the first molecular evidence of the left-right patterning cascade. And then the asymmetric signals are transferred to the lateral mesoderm plates. Finally, left-right information is translated into organ primordial to determine asymmetric morphogenesis of individual organs. So until now, a number of asymmetrically expressed key molecules have been well documented. And this molecular asymmetry is conserved across vertebrates. However, little is known about what additional molecules are involved in the last step. And as the partner or targets of the in the downstream of this cascade, and how organ primordia interpret asymmetric gene expression and translate into asymmetric morphogenesis. So many screens have been performed to identify left-right differences at the transcriptional level to investigate how asymmetric expressed gene contribute to asymmetric organogenesis. But it's well known gene expression is also regulated at the level of protein expression. So recent high-throughput techniques, for example, proteomic approach may give more chances to provide insight on this issue. So here, I investigate and compare the protein expression profiles between the left side and the right side of chicken embryos using proteomic-based approach. Because these 8 or 9 stage 8 or 9 is after the asymmetric mRNA pattern, but is not, but prior to the asymmetric morphogenesis. So I use the stage 8 or 9 chicken in bio as model in my study. The purpose of my this project is to identify additional proteins that are asymmetrically expressed and may be required for normal patterning of the left-right axis. So in this slide, I would like to demonstrate my study design. For example, this is a dorsal view of stage 8 chicken in bio. I dissected the in bio and collect the left and the right side tissues free of extra embryonic membrane below the head and exclude the neural tube, so mass, just include the ectoderm, mesoderm, and the endoderm. And 25 to 40 samples were pulled in one tube. And I did those experiments in triplicate. After that, the protein extracts were separated on SDS page and subjected to triptic digestion and MS analysis. So, after the analysis of proteomic screens, 248 common proteins were identified from the left side, and 237 common proteins in biological triplicates were identified from the right side. Furthermore, 210 common proteins were observed in both left and right side. Based on the protein expression level, I calculated the fold change between the left side and the right side for each proteins. So according to the average fold change and using 1.5 as a cutoff, 23 left enriched protein and 7 right enriched proteins were obtained. Additionally, 4 proteins were observed only expressed on left side, and 1 protein was observed only expressed on the right side. And this table shows the relevant information about the left side unique and enriched proteins, such as protein name, gene name, biological function, and average fold change. And this table also shows the relevant information about the left side. And this table shows the information about the right side unique and enriched proteins. So in this slide, I would like to describe the strategy of my project. So at present, I'm doing whole mount in situ hybridization to evaluate mRNA expression and confirm the location of the expression for those candidates on the list in previous my slides. If the gene expression is observed in the right tissue, or the mRNA is observed asymmetrically expressed, then these candidates will be performed further analysis for their protein expression using Western blot and the immunochemistry. Once the asymmetric protein expression is confirmed, functional assays will be performed to investigate whether those candidates may have some roles in the asymmetric morphogenesis. So until now, I have completed whole mount in situ hybridization for my 17 candidates. So in those pictures, so the dorsal view of stage 8 or 9 chicken in barrels. So as we can see, these pictures show the biubiquitous staining. No asymmetric expression was observed. But interestingly, the asymmetric expression of a solute of Solute Carrier Family 16, number 1, was observed on the left side of chicken embryo. Those pictures show the transverse to the transverse section. So the top picture, so the top picture showed at the head level symmetry staining on the ectoderm were observed. But in the rest two pictures, as we can see, the enriched staining was observed on the left ectoderm. And the similar results was also observed in the other embryos, for example, this stage 8 embryo. So the, in my protein maker analysis, SRC16A1 is only expressed on the left side. It's also called MCT1, and it localized on the on the cell membrane, and it promote lactate influx into the cells and oxidization, and lead to the stimulation of the respiratory respiratory chains, and increase the ATP synthesis. And this protein also mediates the movement of other monocarboxylates across the cell membrane, such as pyruvate, ketone bodies. So next step, I'm going to validate protein expression level, a protein expression for these candidates using Western blood and immunohistochemistry. And I will also perform the functional analysis to investigate whether it has some effects on the asymmetric morphogenesis. So in conclusion, my data showed that we will identify the novel asymmetric expressed proteins on the left side and the right side. Asymmetric expressed of the candidate protein will be confirmed, and the candidates will be selected for functional analysis to examine their roles in left and right patternings. So finally, I would like to thank my supervisor, Dr. Amy Ran, and the members of our lab. And I will thank Roy giving me some good comments and suggestions for my project. I will thank Dr. Wheeler Seaman for the donation of the antibodies. I will thank the people from the Genomic Quebec Center, and I will also thank my funding and my support from Children's Hospital and CIHR. Thank you very much for your attention.
Questions? Maybe while Eddie's getting to the microphone, I can ask one. Is there, I think your data are absolutely fascinating, especially the possibility that there's differences in energy metabolism in the left and the right side. Can you do a functional assay? Could you use ATP luciferase marker or something like that to see if it's true? Is there any indication that there's differences in energy?
Yeah, I think that's a good, very good, great idea. So, maybe I will do that. I will do that to try if it will be worked for for that analysis. Okay. Thanks.
Eddie Reintjes, Bernard Robert Lab, Miguel. My question would be, what is your coefficient of variation within your triplicates of one side? Because you use a 1.5 fold cutoff, so I was just wondering about the math, what that would actually mean for just your triplicate.
Sorry, can you repeat it?
I was wondering for the median coefficient of variation. If you do your triplicates,
yeah,
you divide your standard deviation by your...
Yeah, yeah, I understand. Because I have also discussed with another statistician expertise to talk about my analysis. But this, he told me, because my sample amount is quite small, because we just have the three triplicate, so maybe it's not enough to do the calculate to calculate some p-value, something like that, to do that. So we have to use the fold change to identify some interesting candidates. Yeah.
Maybe I can ask.
Barbara, can I ask, please?
Oh,
sorry.
Sorry.
Maybe if you want to cut me off, that's fine. So I was interested about your flow chart in terms of your decision making about things to pursue, because at the beginning, the premise for the study was that we gene arrays have been done already, and yet proteins can be regulated, or their expression level can be regulated post-transcriptionally. So that was really the impetus for doing the protein, the proteomics. So I thought it was a little bit curious that you're then going back to look at the mRNA and seeing if it's asymmetrically expressed as a decision point about whether to pursue that candidate. So I'm wondering if you can kind of justify the approach. I'm sold on doing the proteomics. I just don't know why you're going back to the mRNA in terms of making the decision about whether it's something worth pursuing.
Okay. So for your question, I think because I'm doing the in situ hybridization to examine the mRNA expression for those candidates. One reason is we want to confirm the location for the expression. Because, as I said, a lot of left-right asymmetric signals transferred from the node to the lateral mesenteric place. So we want to know if those candidates, if there are some candidates, they express on the mesenteric, on the lateral mesenteric place. If they have, they express on the lateral mesenteric place, maybe they involved in some left-right cascade in the pathway, something like that. So the first reason we want to confirm the location for the candidates. So the another reason, I think it's a simple way to investigation the expression, because I got the like 35 candidates, so if I request to purchase hold the antibody to do the validation, maybe it's not a good very ideal idea for my project. You know, the maybe because of financial issue. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, we are going to go to the next speaker now. Thank you.